going to get a very special prediction for Super Bowl 50 right now. Joining us via the Progressive Insurance Celebrity Hotline, the official astrologer of Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show, Andrea Malice, her website, Virgo in Service. She joins us to pick all the big sporting events. And Andrea, I know I looked at some of your stuff earlier today. You have a definitive favorite and Super Bowl pick after looking at the astrological charts of both quarterbacks and both head coaches.
Yes, first things first, it was great to see you at Radio Row today, Jason.
You surprised me. As soon as I saw it was you, because I knew you had the long, black, curly hair, you said, Jason. I said, Andrea, right away, it was you.
I know. It was just great to see you.
So what do you got for us here? I mean, I know you spent a lot of time. You gave me an 8-page printout of all the different things, picking the game. And, you know, hey, what do you got? Tell me.
Yes, yeah, very Virgo. I'm nothing if not thorough. I'm liking Cam Newton, Jason. He's born May 11, 1989, Atlanta, Georgia. He's a Taurus, strong like bull, very determined. And the moon in Leo, isn't that interesting? Leo, flamboyant, playful, the whole Superman thing, the dab dance. He's just being who he is, big bundle of fun, and astrology is a great permission giver. So I just wanted to say, you know, that's his personality, and we should enjoy it. Now, transit-wise, Jason, for the Super Bowl, Jupiter, planet of expansion and abundance, is making a harmonious aspect to his sun in Taurus. So Jupiter in Virgo, trining his sun in Taurus, excellent time, more confident, optimistic. So all the earth signs getting a boost, Taurus, Capricorn, Mars in Scorpio during the Super Bowl opposing his sun. He's going to test his battle, you know, his willpower. So he is really being very well thought of with a host of Jupiter transits.
All right. Now, what about the head coaches? Very different outlooks for Kubiak and Ron Rivera.
Yeah. You know, Ron Rivera, January 7, 1962, Fort Ord, California. Go Bears. Capricorn. You know, and isn't that interesting? As you know, Steph Curry is a Pisces with Mars in Capricorn. Pluto, planet of power and intensity, divides your life into before and after. It's a once every 248-year aspect. Pluto is connecting to his sun in Capricorn, which is super ambitious, a time of great change, transformation, empowerment. So really, his chart is just sort of over the top.
Well, so, as we look at the players outside of the quarterbacks, is there anyone that stood out as you went through your research for the game?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I always do the marquee player, i.e. the quarterback, and the head coach. But, yeah, I mean, I could look at anyone else you want, the kicker or anyone else. It's just that Kubiak's and Manning's chart just paled in such comparison. Manning having a Saturn transit, which is a time of saying goodbye, limitation, lowered energy. And Kubiak's a Leo. I mean, you know, August 15, 1961. It's just that his chart does not look as strong as Rivera.
Wow. So we'll be second guessing Gary Kubiak on Monday night, then, is what you're saying.
You know, exactly. You know, he's just slowing things down. Things are more uncommunicative for Kubiak. But if there's any other chart you'd like me to look at, just feel free.
Well, I want my chart after this game, because if I win a big prop bet, then I might need to know when the next time to lay a big prop bet is.
Yeah, I just followed your previous guest on Twitter. That was an interesting segment. You know, it's so funny, Jason. People are always asking me that, and I'm always like, I don't use my work for that. But it's pretty interesting when you stop and think about it, though, isn't it?
You can follow Andrea on Twitter at Virgo in Service. That's at Virgo in Service, our official astrologer here. And here's the pick. You just heard it. Who looks good? Who doesn't? Looks good for Carolina. Not so good for the Denver Broncos. If we are second guessing Gary Kubiak, Andrea, you get the big gold star and a huge amount of credit on Monday night show. Thanks so much for stopping by, and so glad to meet you here on Radio Row earlier today.
Yes, it was great. Have a great Super Bowl weekend and keep up the good work.
Outstanding, Andrea. Thanks so much. There she goes. Great. So look, you know, I just dig that so much when she gets into it and says, look, you know, with the astrological charts and Peyton Manning, he's looked tired and fatigued. Wondering how that's going to play into the game on Sunday, suddenly in the fourth quarter, because, you know, the star's new.